Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I like to say. It is a solution because once you get informed, once you can engage, right, it changes everything. That way, when you're having a... What do I want to say here? When you're having a discussion, spirited discussion, how do you like that one? That was better. A spirited discussion with somebody on the other side of the aisle or the issue of you, you want to make sure that you have the facts. Because if you don't have the facts, and you're just spewing out, you know, what you perceive to be truth, you start doing what they're doing in the sense that you're spewing the party line. Never spew the party line. Ever, ever, ever. Do you want to be a friend of mine? You want to be part of the team? No, thank you. Right? And so, just get informed. Get engaged. Hit them with truth. And they're going to pull a Mitch McConnell on you. Too soon? No, I don't think so. Look, I'm sorry. These people have got to go. They hit a certain age. They're not as quick on their feet. Yeah, okay, I believe. I want some time behind them. I don't mind them having white / gray hair. But there is a time to call it quits. All right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I know some of you heard this today. But the hot mic really... Feinstein was really confused today. The vote that she needed to take was extremely simple, extremely easy. Now, we know she's had a major medical incident. We don't know what it was. I'm not going to say it was vax-related. I don't think that's the right way to go. All right? But here's her trying to take a simple vote today. Very simple vote. When all she had to do was respond, you know, yes or no, in essence. Take a listen. Oh, come on. All right.
Mr. Feinstein.
Let's try this again.
I'll vote to report the defense appropriations bill favorably, subject to amendment. The clerk will call the roll. Senator Feinstein.
Say aye. Pardon me? Aye. Yeah. I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. and it funds priorities submitted.
Now her,
okay,
her
just I
thank you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not making fun of the old person. That's not the goal here. But it's very obvious she was extremely confused. Right? I mean, her and Fetterman should be in the same line there. You know what I'm saying? Her, Fetterman, Joey B. Do they care more about the party? Do they care more about the power than they do about the country? I want to hear it from you. They have to. She was confused on such a simple I vote, a simple yay vote. Right? She is the oldest serving member of the Senate. She's 90 years old. And she's not all with it. It's very apparent, very honest, very open. All she had members of her team sitting there, leaning over and saying, just say I. Right? This is Senator Patty Murray out of Washington, a Democrat, having to tell her how to vote. Now, she said it loud enough so you could hear it on the mic. You know, pardon me, huh? What are you talking about? Murray said again, just say aye. She smiles, she nods her head, and she says aye. All the conversation had already been done, had already taken place. The poor woman, it's obvious, you can see it in her face. She has had a stroke. But they won't admit to it. Mitch McConnell, he's on my side of the aisle. Well, kind of, sort of, whatever. He thinks he is, anyway. He's another one. He's having health issues. Goodbye. I'll take my chances. Goodbye. Feinstein, goodbye. Right, Fetterman, whatever, goodbye. Joey B, you know why I don't say goodbye to him? I'm afraid. I'm afraid of President Harris. That's what I'm afraid of. Just amazing. In a statement to local news source, a Feinstein spokesperson explained that the meeting had gotten somewhat chaotic. Where? How? Give me that moment, because I watched the whole thing. Give me the moment it got chaotic. It was very simple. This was simply trying to complete all of the appropriation bills before recess. And all she had to say was, she was already for it. She had already announced she was for it. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe with senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And part of that comes with being informed, does it not? I mean, seriously, people, you got to get your information, get it from the right place. You know, a satanic temple may not be the place to go for godly wisdom, but I believe you can come here and get some real information. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time, his input, his viewpoint on things. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And God bless, you know, seriously, some good stuff there. People need to go out and find you and pay attention and get informed. Don't you agree?
I couldn't disagree with that. You know, and I humbly.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Right. That's right. Like a Mr. T kind of humbly, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Pay the fool that don't come to my show.
There you go. Right. Oh, hey, you know, somebody asked me this question during the week, and I saved it just for you, or for us, okay, or whatever, right?
Well, I feel special.
Because those of you who have listened, and it will be back, soulfoodradio.net, Zoe and I took on just kind of everyday things when it came to biblical principle, God's viewpoint on things, and what have you, based on what the Bible says. Somebody says, hey, Messina, all this extraterrestrial stuff, it's going to blow your God to pieces, isn't it?
Oh.
Assuming first and foremost that it's true. All right? And I said, look, I don't believe it's true, number one. Number two, even if there are extraterrestrials, aliens out there, how does that change my Bible or my belief in God? What say Zoe?
Man, hey, Joe, we've been talking about this a bit in the Zoloft and in the Zopium Den, more so in the Zoloft, because it seems to be more of like a, I want to say like on its face, it's more news and you know, political commentary right, oriented. The Zopium Den is Bible, well, both the shows are Bible-based, but the Zopium Den is more for biblical study, and the Zoloft is applying biblical study to the stuff that's going on, you know, in the world. So that being said, you know, because you got a lot of people say, well, you know, this UFO stuff is a bunch of distractions. You know, it's to distract us from what the Biden administration is doing. And look, man, Biden's enjoy full-on Democrat white privilege. You know, they don't need stories from E.T. to get away with the stuff that they're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Hunter Biden can do all the cocaine and have all the hoes that he wants. He's going to get away with it, right? They don't need any distractions.
If they even knew he dropped that bag in the White House, he just had so many of them on him, he just did to make a difference. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's like the dude just walks and he shakes cocaine off of him like freaking Pigman right, shakes off dirt and peanuts, right? So, but here's the thing, Joe, and man, I'll try to sum this like really, really quick. I'll try. It's like this. We know that the end times or the rapture is close. And the Bible makes it, it kind of gives you a schedule. I know people think, well, the Lord himself says he doesn't know the day or the hour. No, the day or the hour that the Lord doesn't know is the day of his own reckoning. He doesn't know when the day of the Lord is. The rapture is something totally different, and the implications of the rapture schedule is giving us with practically neon lights of when it's going to happen, right? All that being said, Joe, you have star watchers, the Chaldeans, who have been watching the star, who've been watching these events for a long time. They were watching for star watchers, and also that would include your Magi, who've been watching for when Jesus would show up. That's why they knew to come look for him when he was like a toddler. They knew to come looking for him. They've been
right,
watching him.
Yep.
And you have people who have been watching the schedule of Jubilee, the Feast of Trumpets, the sounding of the last trump that blows at the end of the trumpet festival. So they've been watching for these things. The Jews stopped observing Jubilee, but there are people who haven't stopped watching. These are people, your globalists, who are in charge of the media and stuff like that, and they know how to time this stuff to where people are talking about UFOs, and just like you brought up that guy, yeah, this kind of blows the whole theory in your God thing, doesn't it? That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to get people to think that, oh, well, there's not going to be some rapture or some mass disappearance of Christians. What it's going to be is a big alien abduction.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to sell.
The mothership is going to show up and beam us up.
That's right, and give all those Christians a big anal probe.
Yeah,
that's that. So we can look forward. The aliens are going to do us a favor. They're going to reduce the population of the earth by snatching up all those Christians and giving them that much-deserved probe.
Do you think they'll snatch up just the unvaxxed because we won't be tainted with anything? Or I'm asking for a friend. I mean, seriously.
Hey, you know what? That could be an issue because, hey, what was that movie? The War of the Worlds? And the big thing that conquered
them? Oh, it was the virus that killed them. Yeah.
Exactly. So they don't want people who've got, like, the
corona. You don't think they watched the movie?
they were probably typecast for the movie. They were probably in it. We just don't know. We just think that they were.
They were consultants. We just didn't know it at the time. Yeah.
Right?
Right? I mean, It's just interesting how, again, every, you know, some people say, well, that shows you it's real. I go, every one of these is almost exactly the same, right? They talk about being beamed up in a cornfield somewhere or whatever, and they were probed. And I'm saying, let me see if I got this right. You're telling me aliens who can fly at warp speed or whatever the name of it is, right? They get here in a matter of minutes from wherever they are, a gazillion miles away, and they can get directly to the Earth. They've not hit any meteors, not hit any other planets, and they got to stick something in an orifice of a human to find out what they're all about? I mean, do you understand that you couldn't do enough of Hunter Biden's coke for that to make sense?
Well, actually, maybe it does, because you've got so many people in the world with their head and their behind. How else would they figure it out?
I mean, I didn't know aliens looked like cats with those big squinty eyes, you know, and it's, I'm sorry.
Hey, did you ever see that movie of, I think it was Fire in the Sky? And I think the way that they explain that is that those big beady eyes was actually their helmet.
I don't know. Okay. Like, what was it? Men in Black, right? Remember that guy that gets killed and then the face, like, pops open on the table and there's this little, gremlin looking thing. It's probably about 4 inches tall that runs the whole body. And you're going, right? Oh, yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, that it's like like a biomech suit. I think they did the same principle in Independence Day. It's like a
This is what we need is another race. Like, we have black, white, brown, and now we'll have green. Can you imagine the kind of fights that'll start?
Yeah. That's just what we need.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting because I've had people ask me that before over the years, going, so what if we find out there are aliens? What's that do to your God? I go, nothing. You don't believe in him and he's still here. I don't know what to tell you. Be back.
They needed a creator too.
don't go punk. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Gas prices are at an 8-month high. More from Brian Shook.
AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular gas hit $3.71 on Thursday. That's the highest the average has hit since November and is 13 cents more compared to a week ago. The jump comes as the price for a barrel of oil has surged to $80, a 3-month high. California has the highest average price at $4.93, while Mississippi drivers are seeing the lowest average at $3.17 a gallon. I'm Brian Shook.
Bud Light maker Anheuser-Busch is laying off hundreds after the recent fallout of a boycott against its partnership with a transgender influencer. That's nearly 2% of its workforce in the U.S. A spokesperson for the company told The Hill it's an attempt to simplify by changing its corporate structure. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Let me introduce him again, although he needs no introduction. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe, joins me. We're talking about aliens on the show for some ungodly reason. So, hey, listen, I was just thinking of something. You know, all the movies show you when they land, you know, somehow I think the only English language that the aliens learn is take me to your leader. Right? Can you imagine them landing in this country right now, take me to your leader? And I go, oh. How about the guy that makes pizza on the corner? I mean, you'll get so much more out of him, and you don't want to visit our leader. But besides, he might be napping. I don't know.
Yeah, or just checked out per se. It's like all of them. They're just kind of you'll find out a lot more by somebody who runs the pizza parlor than you'll find out the person who's supposed to be running our country.
Taking a local taxi cab driver, you'll have so much more insight as to what's going on, right? I just think it's hilarious. But again, back to that for a second. You and I were talking during the break. I said it's almost funny how the atheists and others just like to rub that right in your face. And I said something new during the break, but it didn't really dawn on me until we were coming back in. I have Christian brothers who will say, "Does this blow it apart for us if we find out that there's aliens?" And I'm thinking, during the break, when we were coming back in, I'm thinking to myself, well, then do they really believe what they believe? How can you question that? Right? You got to get to a point in your belief. You got to get to your point in your relationship with Christ that there's never a moment where you go, maybe you don't exist. Right. I mean, early on, some people do that. I realize that. But I think as you become more senior in your walk, how do you question that?
Yeah, and plus that it's like, okay, so the aliens show up and that's supposed to disprove God. It's like,
there you
well,
go.
Hold
burn
on
the Bibles. Yeah,
burn the Bibles. But it's like, hold on, did you guys speak with the aliens yet? Did you speak with them? Because the aliens be like, yeah, man, we've been out there for a bit, and we've existed for a long time, and this God that you're talking about, yeah, we've heard of him, we know who he is. It's like, oh wait. Yep. So pump your brakes, folks. Don't try to write off God just yet. You don't know what the aliens had to say about it.
No. And again, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to keep saying this. An intelligent life form scanning this planet, watching. If they stop here, there ain't much intelligent about them. I'd have to question truly how many brain cells they actually have or logic skills they have, actually have. You know what I mean?
Right. And furthermore, Joe, see, the thing is, the world over has some sort of interpretation of the encounter of the one true God. So, like, the world over, there's going to be these familiar themes of what has happened in the Bible. Israel was given the true account to be the custodians of the true account of what has gone else. Everybody else has a certain interpretation. But out of humility, if they want to come to the true account of what has happened in the formation of the earth and civilizations and stuff like this, they come to Israel and learn the law that was given through Moses and learn that account. And there's a reason for all that. But just long story short, that same kind of thing that has that influence and that information that has gone the globe over, where they're familiar with these certain visitations and stuff like that. If there's alien creatures out there, that kind of thing has reached them too. And I'll bet you they would be able to try to, they would try to say, oh yeah, man, we've had similar things happen. We might not interpret it the same way as you, but these familiar things, God has left his mark everywhere as far as this goes.
I love over the last, and you don't hear it in the news. You and I have talked about this in the past, though. Even the atheist or I prefer to call them agnostic. Even the agnostic scientists are coming around and using terms, the intelligent design term, not really believing in the traditional God. And I don't even know what that means, whatever. But I'm talking about like Thor. I just don't get it. But, you know, coming across the thing, though, maybe not the traditional God, but there is some there is some intelligent design going on here, because this couldn't happen without this, and that can't happen by accident. You'll need this. And you think to yourself, okay, so why are you having such a hard time just saying, yes, God, the ultimate creator, did this. I just don't know enough about him.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. It's like, because, you know, I didn't have to spend, like, you know, years of schooling and thousands of dollars, get a loan for $1,000, you know, to get become this pedigree and not be able to come to the conclusion that, yeah, man, I think this is how this works. I mean, just a knucklehead like me can figure out that, okay, so God made man from dirt. Wow, that sounds fantastical, except for when I stop and think about it, everything that's found in pretty much every living organism is also found in the soil. I don't think it's a stretch that God made man from dirt. Everything that we need that to facilitate life as we know it is in the first pages of the Bible. You need light, you need heat, you need a balance of light and dark, heat and cold, water, an atmosphere, a medium, you got to have those things. Those are mentioned like in the first pages of the Bible. So it's like we know what it takes to facilitate life. I didn't need to go get a doctor to figure that out, you know? So,
I love this stuff, again, because nobody wants to sit back and just think it through, right?
Or pray it through, man.
The humility to pray it through. Yeah, but
yes.
Listen, you and I have had this discussion before. I said to you, there's plenty of people that will say, I'll pray for you. And I go, no, don't. First of all, I know you won't, number one. Okay, you know, I mean, that's so, right, in a Christian community, it's so easy to go, me and my wife, we'll add you to our prayer list, or I'll add you to my morning prayer list. Wouldn't you love to sit next to him and go, okay, I'm waiting. I didn't hear my name. Did you use my name? And I'm just saying that because stop saying things that aren't true. I mean, we get into these, that bleeds into other things in your life. Just don't do it. Say, dude, you know what? If I remember, I'll pray for you. I know you got the stuff going on, and you know, if I'm being honest, I don't always pray every morning. Sometimes I forget. You know, I get up late, whatever. But be honest about it, because your whole life will change. When you start being honest with yourself about the minor day-to-day, minute-by-minute things, I tell people all the time, your life changes.
Hey, and to your point, man, but you know, the thing is we want, if one is going to offer prayers, hey, make sure is I want to know that, hey, you are praying to, you know, in the name of Yeshua, right? That's who you're praying to. Number two, it's like, and it don't take long. You know, if you're going to pray for somebody, it don't take, it's like, an example would be, when Peter, stepped out onto the water. Hey, Lord, if you command me, I'll come out there. He said, okay, well, let's do it, man. He comes walking out. He starts sinking. You know, he didn't give like some long-winded prayer to be brought back to the service and say, hey, you know, it's just like really quick. And then, you know, so, you know, you pray for somebody, hey, man, I pray that you receive the Lord's fortification, that he strengthens you and you're able to do what it is that you got to do in his service. Be easy peasy, nacho cheesy, man. Yeah. You don't have to make it.
My God bless. I know my mom listens to the show sometimes, but I'm still going to make fun of her anyway. When she says, I'll pray over the food, you go, no, you won't either. We'll pray over the food. Because, you know, she's blessing the food and thinking that God will feed those kids in Japan. I think the kids in Japan are well past starving. When I was a kid, they might have been starving. But not anymore, you know. And it's like, Mom, just thank God for the food. Thank you for the hands that created the food and the resources we have to be able to have this food on our table. And let's eat, you know. Before it gets cold and stale. And some people think it's so much more pious when they take a long time to pray, aren't they?
Yeah. We want to express our gratitude and stuff like that, but a lot of that gratitude is, you know, can be, you know, expressed in like, hey, let's get to the eating.
Could be going, oh, Father, this is good stuff, you know, and right. That kind of thing. I mean, seriously, look, I love joking about that stuff because I think people, again, have you ever been... I'm probably going to get you in trouble, but you ever been one of those things, you go over a friend's house, Christian friend, and they cook all this food, and it's their house, so they got the right to bless the food, and, you know, oh, gracious, heavenly creator of the universe, and, you know, overseeing all things that happen in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you today for the soil you provided to grow the corn that we're having. Don't you just want to go, hey, yo, he knows.
Indeed, man. But you know what? At the end of the day, Joe, it is a blessing to be around people who are thankful to the Lord, man, because that's something that we're missing. It's like I'll take that any day. It's like, let's get to the greasing, man. Let's eat, you know. But
listen, I'm not trying to blow your head up here, but I would rather have you and two other people I know that are truly sold out to the Lord, that truly know what the Word of God means, than 20 or 25 of the people that go to church with me every Sunday. And you know what I mean by that, right?
I hear you, man. Yep.
I'm tired. I'm tired of those people that wear their Christianity on their sleeve. You know, they're in church and loving and all of a sudden they go home and they beat on their wife, right? I'm sorry. It doesn't cut it for me. And we'll be back in a few minutes while people write me nasties. Joe was eating Stucco Farm. Well, we're coming up after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, but you got to get informed first. Then you can run off at the mouth all you want to, okay? I mean, seriously. And the way you get informed is you head over to the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, and Zoloft, and really support our friend Zo, our brother Zo. You really, you know, Zo, I mean, seriously, there's not many places anymore you can go for truth. And I'll tell you, here, this should get your blood boiling, right? Now they're looking at initiatives and some churches that are looking at using AI for their services. Do you need a flat desk to slam your head on? I mean, how about you use the BI, the Bible, to do your service? I mean, I'm just taking a shot in the dark here. I'm I'm not a theologian or a cemeteryist or whatever, but I mean, seriously, this has got to be the worst idea in Christianity, other than the fact that some teach there is no devil. I think they're right in line with each other.
I tell you what, man, biblical intelligence sounds a lot more intelligent than artificial intelligence, right?
Yeah.
So, which means y'all want artificial news when you can get the good and the true news. But, hey, you know, people have had a bad habit, man, of choosing the wrong things over the right thing for a long time. Hey, so check this out, Joe. The thing about AI is, what's it called? Something chat, AI chat or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, ChatGPT or... Yeah, right.
That's the one. And it showed an article... Somebody asked, like, maybe like a 2 or 3 part question to, and it asked AI, what is Christianity, right? And it gives a pretty concise answer. Okay? It wasn't a bad answer. It's like, okay, yeah, that's a good basis of what Christianity is. But here's the creepy thing about it, Joe. How would it answer the question? Is that the AI included itself in the salvation, right? Basically using terms like we and our and, you know, things like that, like possessive. Like right. This is like AI, like the salvation was something that AI could possess. You know, that Christ is something that AI follows. We follow him. And I'm like, whoa. So it's like AI is basically projecting the idea that it has a soul to be able to be saved. Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing people talk about how artificial intelligence is good. And I say to them, the artificial doesn't mean it's fake. Artificial simply means it doesn't understand and know this stuff. It's got a pool of a giga bunch of data that it's pulling from, that it's constantly indexing, that it's constantly pulling together. That's why it answers you so fast. It's not because... You know, it's not because you're so popular. It's because it's indexing your information. Indexing has been going on computers for years. It's been going on in your little local computer. When you go looking for a file, the reason it finds it so fast when you have 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 files, and you do, you'd be surprised how many files are on your computer. When you go looking for something, the reason it finds it so fast, it's already been indexed in so many ways, right? And they're doing the same thing with you and I. If I went, tell me who Zoe is from the Zoloft, within seconds, not minutes, not come back in an hour, it would have a whole bio on you that it put together based on stories and other things that it has indexed. I'm sorry.
Well, it would if I wasn't so shadow banned so much. Yeah. It might have some trouble finding me.
Right, you know. So I tell people, you got to be really careful. And now when I saw this, I've actually been going back and forth with a friend of mine who is very much into AI. He says, look, I know it's extremely dangerous, but, man, it's extremely interesting and powerful. It might help us more than you think. I go, no. When something has that ability to really direct the narrative, to frame the narrative, to write the narrative for all that, that is a dangerous place to be. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, man. And if there's a trade-off in the natural world, but you're going to gain a convenience, but at the same time, this convenience or this technology makes it more expeditious for people who would do evil. You know, they become more efficient too. So there has to be a balance of where it's, or it's like the ring of power, man. It's like you think that you've got this good thing that you're going to do these well-meaning things with, and there just has to be a balance of when to know. Leave well enough alone, and you don't want to create or buy into something like this because you're going to give power over to give power over to something that will end up, you know, being part of your destruction.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Somebody sent me an email this week about, and this is where this all kind of comes together. Somebody said, you know, you guys are so bent on abortion, but in the Old Testament. Weren't men allowed to kill their children for being out of line? I love these questions because I know you know the answers to these, and I love the look on your face when you're going, okay, how much coke did you do to come up with that?
Let's look to biblical intelligence rather than artificial intelligence.
There you go, see? That's what I'm talking about. You need to write the framework for BI.
Yeah. Or rather, this cherry-picking intelligence. Yes, God did make it an order to stone unruly kids. One kid has to be born in order to be unruly. So that's not a,
that's not
abortion.
That's a very good point.
And the Lord makes it very clear. If you cause a kid to miscarry, if you induce what would be a miscarriage or an abortion, the Lord says you're trading life for life. You take that person's life if they cost them the life of a child in the womb. So there's that. But unruly kids, meaning that you would stone a kid if a kid curses their parents, like you're at the age of accountability where you would curse your parents, or if you raise your hand in violence against your parents. Those are the conditions for that. All right. This isn't just, oh, you were just being naughty and I'm just going to have to stone you to death for being naughty. No. If you're a kid who would curse their parents, like wishing death on your parents, if you have that lack of respect for your parents, you will definitely go out and murder somebody else. All right. So you've committed the crime of cursing your parents, or you've raised your hand in violence against your parents. God's like, yeah, stone them to death.
We had that this week. I just did a story on the kid was, I think he was 10 or 11, and mom would not buy him a video game that he wanted on Amazon. And he shot her and then used her account to buy the video game. And I'm saying there's no way nobody knew this kid was whacked, number one. Number two, this is exactly what the experts are talking about when it comes to, you know, video games and vaping and all this other stuff. You know, we're doing all these things that are unnatural to the brain, to the body. And then you wonder why stuff like this happens. It's ridiculous, totally ridiculous. And this has been called out for eons, we know. But I just thought it was interesting how he tried to tie the abortion part into how men, again, having, he made it a big point, men can kill their children. And, like, I'm not even going to answer him. He can go pound sand.
Yeah. You know?
So
That's selective reading, man. He didn't read the whole thing.
And you're right. They hit that one sentence, that one scripture. You know, the money is the root of all evil, dude. You know that. It says it in the Bible. I said, I know. And Job says there is no God either. So why are we having this conversation? I mean, really? How about we put things in context? What do you think?
Yeah, that is definitely one of the things that's still being butchered to this day, man. Money is the root of all evil. It's like, no, it's the love of money. the love of money, okay?
No, I think it's, again, to your point. Your point is perfect. I think it's great when they throw this stuff up there, because they go, okay, let's work on your ignorance. Let me get the flashlight and show you how bright your ignorance is, all right? Let's go right to where you're reading from. Anyway, so, all right, so this week the Congressional Black Caucus came out, and they said that there were a slew of efforts across the country by Republican legislators to assault the rights of black people. Black people have never been under attack in this country like they are today. Well,
wow.
Christians have never been under attack in this country like they are today either. And I go on to say our fundamental rights. Now, remember, this is the Black Caucus who wouldn't let the black Republican representative from Florida in, because he was a Republican. He couldn't be part of the team. Anyway, this, again, further driving that wedge between whites and blacks. I mean, really, from a legislative side. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Wow. So if racism, if this kind of stuff, if they've never seen this kind of oppression, well, I guess then we should stop complaining about Jim Crow and stop complaining about the second-class citizen rights that happened before and all the apartheid policies back then, because, you know, that stuff was nothing. I mean, if compared to what's going on today, the racism that they're claiming that they see, I was like, man, those earlier days were nothing. But I tell you what, all that racism that they're complaining about is happening in those communities that they run, and they're run by the Democrat Party. So it is a real thing that's happening. They just need to look at themselves.
You're so right. And when I bring that up, I can tell you what, people look at me like they want to take my head off. It's like, just who's been keeping them down? Who's been doing what? I'm sorry. No, it's the Democrats. What is Malcolm X call him? The white liberal Democrat. The devil.
Yep.
Anyway. All right, Zoe, Zofia and Jen, the Zoloft, and the Anti-Fighter Duty Bible Study. Sledge X as we find him. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.